Heidi Duro is the author of the novel The Girl Who Fell from the Sky. She's also infatuated with a dark and alluring book, first published in 1979, but still selling well today. It's full of passion, peril, forbidden love, and enough drama to shame a soap opera. Duro confessed her infatuation for our series, My Guilty Pleasure, where authors talk about a book they're embarrassed to love.
I wish I could say that I love Flowers in the Attic, V.C. Andrews' mega best-selling 1979 book, because it's a classic coming-of-age tale, a story of fierce familial bonds and feelings of alienation and belonging. But it's not that at all. This story is just twisted. Told from the perspective of the teenage daughter, Kathy, the story is about the four beautiful blonde-haired Dahlinganger kids who are forced to live in the attic while their cruel and conniving mother earns back her father's affection and ultimately his fortune. The promised days-long confinement stretches into weeks and then years. Yes, years. All the while, the kids are starved and tormented by the religiously overzealous grandmother, who beats them with her bamboo whip and tars poor Kathy's hair while she's drugged in her sleep. It's a sick, sick tale, and I love it. I love Kathy, beautiful Kathy most of all. She becomes a surrogate mother to her younger twin siblings. She is noble in her suffering and achingly honest in her yearning. Like Kathy, the 14-year-old me who first read this book was an expert at yearning. I wanted what every teenage girl wants, Kathy says. Freedom to develop into a woman. Freedom to have full control over my life. Me too, Kathy. Flowers in the Attic is also an irresistible love story. Of forbidden love, of course. Not the Romeo and Juliet kind when the lover is from the wrong family. This is forbidden love because the lover is in the same family. It's abominable. And I know that I should turn away from the passages when Kathy and her brother Chris seem to be falling for each other. Oh, golly lolly, I think, as Kathy exclaims often. But still, I eagerly read on because I think, A, they're probably not really related. This family is full of secrets, after all. And B, it's true love. The ill-fated romance of Kathy and Chris is captivating, not in the Shakespearean way. Think Luke and Laura, General Hospital super couple back in the summer of 1980, falling in love in tawdry motels while they were on the run. Flowers in the Attic spawned three sequels and now countless series featuring other young heroines, but I will only confess to having read this one.
Heidi Duro is the author of The Girl Who Fell from the Sky. Her pick for our series, My Guilty Pleasure, is Flowers in the Attic by V.C. Andrews. For more book stories, reviews, and commentary, or to comment on this essay, go to npr.org.